Do you know that many people today spend more time choosing what to watch than actually watching something? Years ago, people used to wait one full week for a new episode or series. Now people watch entire seasons in one night.
And that's exactly what we're talking about today: present habits and past habits in English. You'll learn how to speak naturally about routines, habits, things that changed over time.
Like, I used to rent DVDs. I even used to rent VHS. That's the point of being older. So now I usually stream everything, and people didn't used to watch series on phones.
Later, we'll talk about something very nostalgic, what people did before Netflix and streaming platforms.
So let's get started. You're listening to the Trainland podcast, your place to learn English. I am Johnny and I'm here with Aline. So get your free class with the link that you can see just below in the description, or visit trainland.com so you can learn English with the best online school. So let us move to our fictional dialogue, Aline. So let's see what what are we going to talk about in
Great,
this
let's
one?
start. What are you watching these days, Johnny?
Honestly, Aline, mostly documentaries and financial podcasts.
That sounds very boring.
No, it's not. I usually watch something before going to bed. What about you?
I binge watch series all the time. Last weekend, I watched an entire season in 2 days.
Wow, I mean, that's crazy. You know, people used to be much more patient.
True. When I was younger, my family used to watch TV together every Friday night.
Well, sign here. We used to rent DVDs almost every weekend.
Do you remember video rental shops?
Of course, Blockbusters. So, and if somebody rented the film before you had to wait 1 or 2 days.
Now everything is instant. People don't used to wait anymore.
Careful, what I think you mean people don't wait anymore.
Right. Or people didn't use to stream films.
Yeah, exactly.
I also remember watching cartoons on Saturday mornings.
Yes, and everybody watched the same programs. Now everyone watches different things on different platforms.
And usually alone.
Yeah, that's true. Streaming changed habits completely. Well, how true, no, Aline? Just this things. How streaming has changed, no, the life of people. So everybody was talking about I don't know, el un dos tres on Fridays, no. That was the topic of the conversations, or maybe just one program. But now everybody watches different things, right? Oh, okay. So let us go then just to the grammar. Let's see, okay, vamos a ver qué podemos aprender un poquito de la gramática que habéis escuchado. Como habéis oído, he corregido a Aline, pero no porque ella sepa cómo, porque no sepa decirlo, sino porque lo hemos puesto así a propósito, en el script. De hecho, se quejaba de decir, yo no lo quiero decir mal, que yo no digo las cosas mal en inglés.
Luego, además, el punto gramatical nos explican que muchos nativos hacen el mismo error que yo tenía que
Sí,
hacer. Así que es muy útil, muy
es
bueno.
verdad, es verdad. So let's analyze the English from the dialogue, okay? So today's grammar is extremely useful because native speakers use it constantly. Este es un, de hecho, vais a aprender también a cómo lo decimos en español, pero cómo lo escuchas luego después en películas o a los nativos. Okay, so let us move then just to present habits, okay? Let's talk a little bit about this. So we will just put the slides on the correct order. Just give me 1 second. And this is the first one, not present habits. Okay, what do you do with present habits? Well, you talk about habits now. And for this, you use adverbs, for example, like usually, normally, or also time expressions like every day, these days, all the time, or I tend to. An example about this. Well, I usually watch something before bed. No? Or Aline said, I binge watch series all the time. Por cierto, si no habéis escuchado nunca esto del binge watch, el binge watch es esto de darte un atracón de series, ¿vale? Okay, esto es pegarte un atracón, el binge watch. And people now stream everything. So let us see some Spanish common Spanish mistakes. Algunos errores que se cometen cuando tal vez decimos estas frases viniendo del español. Por ejemplo, I am usually watching Netflix. Okay, acuérdate que no utilizamos el continuo, ¿no? Para ciertas acciones. Acuérdate de los verbos de estado, de los verbos de acción, etcétera, etcétera. Así que diríamos I usually watch Netflix.
As you say, Spanish speakers often use the continuous incorrectly because in Spanish we say estoy viendo. But for routines in English, no continuous, present simple. Very good. So let's go now to the part two, the past habits. Used to, okay? Now the important structure is used to plus infinitive. What is the meaning? Is a past habit or a past situation that is no longer true? Examples: we used to rent DVDs. My family used to watch TV together. Or people used to wait for episodes. Be careful. When we do it in negative form, we need to use the auxiliary didn't, not in present, in past, because used to is a past tense. Example, so didn't use to. Example, people didn't use to stream films. I didn't use to like documentaries. Let's talk about very common mistakes, okay? First error, I used to without D, I used to. I used to watch TV. That is not correct. We need to say I used with the D, I used to watch TV. The D disappears, but we're still there. Sometimes people can't hear it, but it's there. And certainly in writing, we always add the D.
That's true. And error number two is using would incorrectly, okay? So native speakers sometimes use would for repeated past actions instead of used to, okay? So for example, every day we used to watch films together, fine. But some native speakers would say we would watch films together, okay? Because if it's a repeated action, you can use the word. You can say, I would have long hair. Well, that's what I wish, okay?
And that would be conditional. That wouldn't be
that's fine. So I used to have long hair, okay? I used to. Pero aquí no puedes meter el would, porque esa no es una acción que se repite en el tiempo. So used to works for habits, repeated actions, and past states.
Excellent. Let's talk about pronunciation now. As we said before, we need to hear the D, okay? So let's try. Most native speakers just say used to. It's not a used to very pronounced, okay? So examples, I used to play football. We used to rent DVDs. She used to watch cartoons. They used to wait for episodes.
That's right. Well, as Aline mentioned, not just some native speakers, what they do is they connect words. This is very, this happens all the time in American films, for example, especially with American English. They connect words a lot, no? So something that for you is, I used to watch TV every night, like that. It sounds in a film like, I used to watch TV every night. So nothing to do with what you have learned, but then tienes que hacer oído, porque es lo que pasa cuando pues escuchas películas en americano o en otros tipos de inglés que unen todas las palabras. So common pronunciation mistakes that even Spanish speakers do sometimes, no? So pronouncing every word separately, el decir I used to watch, that's too robotic. So then it's more connected with the rhythm. So I used to watch. So it's just trying to keep, a good rhythm in the language. But even native commits errors, right, Aline?
Exactly. The one I made. That mistake that is people don't used to. Instead of that, we should say people didn't used to, especially in fast and formal speech. So native can make the errors they want, but we are learners. We shouldn't make those mistakes.
That's right. So good. Let's see then another point here, contrasting past and present. Huh? So this is where the grammar becomes really useful. So examples, I used to watch TV with my family. In our case, you can notice that we pronounce and marcamos mucho el used to, porque queremos que recordéis que aquí tiene que ir una D al final, porque si no ponéis la D, no estaría correcto. I used to watch TV with my family. By now, I watch series alone. People used to rent DVDs, and we used to wait for episodes.
Very good. So let's practice a little bit. How would you say, antes veía dibujos animados todos los sábados?
Bueno, pues si nos quieres decir cómo lo harías, lo pones en los comentarios, que estamos aquí en directo. Y si nos lo comentas, pues nosotros encantados de poder responderte.
Sí,
y la respuesta correcta en este caso pues sería, pues I used to watch a cartoon every Saturday, por ejemplo.
Well done, Jenny. Very good. Now, what about you? What did you used to watch when you were younger? Tell us in the comments. Tell us.
Muy bien. Fantástico. Pues bueno, vamos a hacer otra pregunta. Y esta la dejamos aquí por escrito. ¿Nos podéis decir si sois de esta generación que, porque esto a los jóvenes, o sea, estas generaciones Z y tal, ya los millennials nada, ¿no? So, antes, así que, ¿cómo harías esta frase? Antes alquilábamos películas todos los fines de semana. Y te acuerdas, Ali, ¿no? De esto, que es que, o sea, llegaba el fin de semana y era irte al videoclub a buscar la última peli que había salido.
Alquilar peli, bueno.
Exacto.
Bueno.
Que traían nuevo 10 películas de la nueva, sí. Y llegabas y no quedaba ni una. Y decías, pero si hay...
Los estrenos, tardabas meses en poder verlos.
Nada, eso era horrible, ¿no? So, write your answer in the comments if you are watching us on YouTube.
Yes, please. And if you're enjoying this episode, which I'm sure you are, please visit our website, trainlearn.com, to improve your English with a 100% effective method and a very complete e-learning platform. Or you can also scan the QR code to get your free class. Let's continue.
Muy bien, pues seguimos entonces. So let's go to the cultural section. Well, it's funny how entertainment habits change completely, right?
Absolutely. Before Netflix and streaming platforms, watching TV was very different. People used to organize their schedule around television programs.
Yeah, and if you missed an episode, for example, well, that was it. No replay, no streaming, no YouTube clips.
Exactly. People had to wait an entire week for the next episode. That created much more anticipation.
And families used to watch TV together much more often, like, I don't know, we can see here in this picture, no? And especially that in the UK and Spain.
In Britain, many people watched sitcoms or talent shows, football matches together. It was a social activity.
That's right. And in Spain, people often watch TV very late at night. ¿No? Hablábamos antes al principio del 1, 2, 3, que era un programa que ponían los viernes por la noche muy tarde, muy tarde. Pero eso se veía en familia, era tradición. ¿Eh? And in Spain also, football, ¿no? That's a big reality show.
And do you remember DVD rental shops?
Yes, of course. Friday night was a classic moment to rent films. And sometimes the best film was already rented, ¿no? Lo que decíamos antes.
Exactly. Now people don't need to leave the house. Everything is instant.
Yes, and another big difference, people now binge watch entire seasons. Before, that was impossible.
Also, everybody used to watch the same programs. Now everybody or every person watches something different.
That's true. Streaming created more choice, but maybe fewer shared experiences.
What do you think? Do you think entertainment is better now? or was it better before? Tell us in your comments.
Wow, Aline, when I watch this picture that we are putting now, I don't know what says, you know, just, but I remember those times just with the video, the VHS, you know, they're just, was that terrible? I mean, just, it was not a super quality, no? Now you can see the quality has improved a lot, no? So let us go to the question we had before. Decíamos, vamos a ver cuál era la, lo tenemos por aquí. Aline, ¿nos puedes ayudar tú? Decíamos en español, antes alquilábamos películas todos los fines de semana. Aline, ¿cómo haríamos esta frase en inglés?
We used to rent films every weekend.
Muy bien, correcto, we used to. Fantástico.
And we also asked the question, what TV series, cartoons or programs did you used to watch when you were younger? Tell us and try to answer using that expression. I used to.
That's right, and depending on the answers, you can get the age of people.
The age, absolutely.
So if you watch La Cometa Blanca or you watch Barrio Sésamo in Spain or something like that, then you have like a. Quite a few years, no? But if it's Peppa Pig or if it's
I don't even remember.
Other ones, no? Then it's a younger generation. Okay, so then fantastic. Let us then just go to a final review. Okay, so things that we have learned today: present habits, past habits, the used. To with a D at the end, the didn't used to, okay, and also try to have a natural pronunciation, or you might hear just the majority of times. Now, next episode, our next podcast, we will learn about the present perfect on this level B1.
Y por favor, prueba una clase privada gratuita con nosotros. Te garantizamos que tenemos los mejores profes, como Johnny, y la mejor plataforma de e-learning, porque somos la mejor academia online de idiomas. Escríbenos al link de la descripción o vete al QR code que tenemos aquí. Estás a un clic de hablar con un nativo.
Muy bien, pues sí que tenemos super profes, Aline, Matthew, Stefan, bueno, tenemos ahí un montón de profes de inglés y otro porrón de profes de chino, bueno, de francés, de alemán, de japonés. Así que, bueno, la verdad es que en la escuela tenemos unos profes fantásticos. Pues como ves aquí en la pantallita, si quieres saber qué necesitas para avanzar más rápido, pues nada, escanea este código o escríbenos por WhatsApp y analizaremos tu caso de forma personalizada. Pues Aline, muchísimas gracias.
A ti.
Hemos disfrutado un montón de recordar cosas con el used to, ¿no? Nos hemos reído un rato. Así que eso está muy bien.
Pues un placer. Un placer.
Un saludo. Chao, chao.